We say in the davening tshuva, tefila, utstoka, maviren, esroa, hagzera. They're the three things that we have to work on during the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is tshuva, repentance, tefila, davening, and staka, to give staka. So tshuva, one of the main parts of tshuva is the vidui, where we say we the alchet, and we clap the alchet and the ashamnu. So one important thing we have to know about that is that it has to be done standing. The Gemara says vidui mu'umad. When you're doing the alchet shechatanu and ashamnu, you have to be standing, even svardim. Even though Sfardim, you know, they sit a lot of times during the davening, but for the vidui, it has to be mu'umad. So that's one important thing. Tfila, we change the Shmon Esrei. Instead of Hakel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And if you make a mistake and you didn't catch yourself right away, you have to go back. You have to, and if you remember at the end of Shmon Esrei, you have to repeat the whole Shmon Esrei. And then Melech Ohev Tztaka U'Mishpat, we say what? HaMelech HaMishpat. So here's a machlokas between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim say that if you said Melech Ohev Tztaka Mishpat instead of Melech HaMishpat, you're okay, because you said Melech. But Sfardim, as Rav Harfen has pointed out from the Mechaber, are more machmir, that if you didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat, even though you said Melech Ohev Tztaka Mishpat, Sfardim go back. And so that's important in the Tefillah. And Tztaka, of course, is very important to give during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So we should all have a good Geben Shior, a Gemar Chasima Tova for all of us. Sid says that Ben Ishchai says not to go back for HaMelech HaMishpat, even though the Mechaber of Yosef Karo says to go back. Okay, we appreciate that. Thank you.